let's have a quick look at the melody construction. As I said, it's just a scale movement up to the B half diminished. Now it repeats that idea, but quicker. It comes down chromatically to the B flat, which is the A sharp of the D augmented 7. The major 7 of the B flat major 7 to the 3rd to the 5th. Repeat that idea by changing the chord, I add more colour. Now, to keep it nice and simple, we're just going to go up in a minor third from the C on the A minor 7, the third of A minor 7. Can you see the pattern there? Because I've got a pattern in the 3 to the 6, I also want a pattern. Because of the logic of a 3 to a 6 and the logic of a 2 to a 5, I want to keep the pattern logical. And it just repeats. Now that last section is just over a more compressed 3-6-2-5-1. A minor 7, D augmented 7 flat 9, G minor 7, C augmented 7 flat 9. Just plays over those chords. Well, folks, that brings us to the end of episode 3 of A Beginner's Guide to Melody Writing. I hope you'll join me for the final part of this.